Members of a local group concerned with industrial noise coming from the Donkin mine are discussing their recent meeting with a local MLA. A release from the Cow Bay Environmental Coalition details their meeting with Cape Breton East MLA and Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Brian Comer, as well as a call for their concerns to now be treated as a public health issue. The issue stems from over 7 years of advocacy from residents of Donkin, who have lodged complaints about pure tone frequency noise coming from industrial fans at the Donkin mine. Despite the mine remaining unopened after a work stop order was lifted in March 2024, residents say noise from the fans has continued and is adversely affecting their health. Kat Ferguson is an outspoken member of the Cow Bay Environmental Coalition and discussed their meeting with Minister Comer.
It went well in the sense that, you know, we were pleased to have a meeting with our MLA, Brian Comer. What's interesting is they're really focused on noise testing, and all they want to do is talk about noise testing or compliance within the noise guidelines. And they've had 7 years to test, and the community continues to experience deteriorating mental and physical health from the noise from the Donkin mine. So in that way, it's a little bit frustrating. I don't feel they're grasping or they're willing to grasp the seriousness of the health issue that people in the area are being affected by. And it kind of feels like sometimes, like often our concerns are falling on deaf ears. So that part was disappointing, but that's what we've come to expect from this government.
For years, the Department of Environment and Climate Change has been the point of contact between the Donkin residents and the government. But Ferguson says the coalition wants the issue to be framed as a health matter, not an environmental one.
What I'm hopeful for and what we're all hopeful for is that we asked him to set up a meeting with the Minister of Health because we want them to make our health a priority. Under the umbrella of the two ministers who have the health portfolios, mental health and addictions and health and wellness, we're asking that they address our health concerns with the urgency that it deserves. We want a clear commitment from them that our health is prioritized and that they stop the Donkin mine noise. There's also the Nova Scotia Health Protection Act, and that recognizes noise and vibration as potential health hazards for affected people. And also, World Health Organization states that pure tone, low frequency noise requires urgent mitigation because of the effects it has on people's health. So we think that, you know, this is a very important issue, and we're hopeful that MLA Brian Comer will move this forward and set up a meeting with the Minister of Health.
She spoke more about what she hopes would come from a meeting with the Department of Health and Wellness.
Well, what we want is for this government to act on stopping the source of the pure tone low frequency noise that's coming from the ventilation fans. We want it framed under the issue of health, not environment, because it's gone beyond environment. It's affecting the health of residents. So we want it framed that way, and we want action taken to finally stop this industrial noise. This government is moving forward, is doubling down on extractive industry, and we feel this is also a good opportunity for them to demonstrate to Nova Scotians that they take the health of local residents and environment within extractive industry seriously. And they can demonstrate this by stopping the noise, industrial noise coming from those fans.
Ferguson also shared her frustrations with the ongoing issue of the noise.
I think what it comes down to, right, is that this government historically keeps talking about the more testing. The noise guidelines they have are flawed and they don't protect public health. The government's position is to support company-managed testing, and the noise is mysteriously absent during testing periods. And so it feels like that's just a stalling tactic. And so that's why we're moving forward with the request that our MLA, who is also the Minister of Health and Mental Health and Addictions, meet with the Minister of Health and Wellness.
Another member of the coalition, Tina Warren, echoed Ferguson's frustrations with the lack of action from government. She spoke about her connection to the Donkin area and the mine noise issue.
So I have relatives in Homeville, New Waterford, Glace Bay area. because my mom is from New Waterford, my grandfather, and one of the original settlers of Stetson Homes. So that's my family background. And I go summers and visit Bonneville. And the last time I was there this past year, I was speaking to all my relatives, and there's quite a few of them there, there's at least half a dozen. And the one thing that kept coming up was the noise from the Donkin Mine. So I just felt that I owed it to them to speak up, because many of them were very worried about saying anything. I mean, the Donkin Mine's a very powerful mine. They wanted to have the noise stop, but they didn't know what to do anymore, because they had tried so many things with local council, with the province, elected officials. There was the work of the Cal Bay Environmental Coalition, and they even commissioned a study and a petition. And this is 7 years worth of suffering about the noise. So that's why I got involved. I just felt I owed it to my relatives.
She spoke more about the conditions her relatives are facing.
Well, sleepless nights, and one of my cousins actually moved away from the area. They were living across the mine. I think it's about 7 kilometers away. So at night, during the day, it was a relentless noise. I understand it's a high tonal noise. And this isn't just coming from one. I mean, I don't want to name them, but of respect to them, in confidence I could, but just so you know. And many of them are elderly now, and this is their home, and they just don't feel it's fair. They're also worried about the methane. It's one of the largest methane-producing sites in all of Cape Breton. So that's on their minds as well. But they suffered sleepless nights and headaches. They can feel it. It's like the noisiest, loudest appliance constantly going. So that's my connection to the mine.
She shared her feelings on the meeting between the coalition and Minister Comer.
I think Brian is sincere trying to help us with this issue. And it's really important that the health minister really addresses the regulation around noise, because the levels are unsafe, unhealthy. And it's as if the health ministry and the government wants to side with the mine and be in denial and not change anything. And in fact, it almost feels like it's up to citizens to cope. It's not a government matter. But we know legally it is. And we said, and that was said to Brian, that the provincial government has responsibility for that noise, and they set the regulations, and they are the license holder, and it's up to them to make their community safe. And these are democratic communities. They vote for their elected officials. And if you can't trust them to make things happen to protect their health, who can you trust?
The release from the coalition says Minister Comer agreed to raise the issue with the Minister of Health and Wellness, Michelle Thompson, a commitment they welcome but say they aren't interested in discussing the issue further with industrial noise experts on testing and compliance. The coalition says the government continues to focus on compliance with existing noise guidelines rather than acknowledging their gaps in protecting residents from the impacts of the pure tone industrial noise. Another resident, Calvin Thomas, writes in the release that the current response fails to recognize the seriousness and urgency of the health impacts residents have been reporting for years. Coast 89.7 News reached out to Minister Comer to comment on the meeting with the coalition. He was unavailable but provided this statement, quote, "I always welcome the opportunity to hear directly from community members about the issues that matter to them. Residents were encouraged to measure noise levels. The meeting was constructive, and I appreciate the coalition taking the time to share their perspectives. Our government is committed to making decisions that are good for Nova Scotian families, for their health, their communities, and their economic future," unquote. The Coast 89.7 newsroom has also reached out to the Department of Health and Wellness and the Department of Environment and Climate Change, but has yet to receive a response. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.